Well, you will excuse me if I raise my voice because the helicopter has landed here at Penzance Heliport for the final time. Almost 50 years of history came to an end less than 30 seconds ago as the helicopter, a single searchlight at the front on, wheeled out of the sky here at Penzance, came in on that familiar arc around past St. Michael's Mount before curling in and dropping gently, slowly, softly onto the tarmac here in Penzance. All around me are scores and scores of people who've made the journey to the heliport, not because they have friends or family who are making this final trip, but because they wanted to be a part of history, because they wanted to see this iconic helicopter land in Penzance for the final time. As I look in front of me, the helicopter sits proudly on the tarmac, blue chassis, a red streak, a white tail, rotors spinning furiously in this murky October night as the final passengers disembark and the staff, many of who are uncertain about their future, begin to unload the final pieces of luggage. They're wearing their neon jackets as passengers who have got off the helicopter turn around and take photographs. The mayor is here, the chair of the Chamber of Commerce is here, people who flew on the very first flight almost 50 years ago have made the journey. There are young people, older people, families who've all come to watch, and it's a very poignant evening in Penzance because there is a lot of uncertainty in the air as the luggage is unloaded and the rain begins to fall. The 31st of October 2012, the day the final helicopter flew, that, as they say, is that. And here comes the helicopter, back over us, high into the Penzance sky it lifts for a final time, directly overhead now. I can see the bottom of the chassis as it wheels round counterclockwise, two floodlights on, as the scores of people gathered at the heliport wave it on its way. And then it was quiet.